A thoughtfully built wardrobe comes down to pieces that mix well and last. That's where Quince shines. Premium fabrics, considered design and everyday essentials that feel effortless to wear, and they're dependable as the seasons change. Quince has everyday essentials I love with quality that lasts. Lightweight cashmere sweaters, short sleeve Mongolian cashmere polos, tees in 100% Pima cotton, and European jersey linen. These are the versatile pieces that make a wardrobe that actually works season to season. Quince works directly with top factories and cuts out the middleman, so you're not paying for brand markup or fancy retail stores, just paying for that quality clothing. And they only partner with factories that meet the rigorous standards for craftsmanship and ethical production. Guys, you heard me talk about the winter when I was going home, how I used Quince to get an awesome winter getup, their jackets and sweaters when I went home for the holidays. But I live in Florida, so now it's time to start that next evolution of the year for my wardrobe. I'm checking out their shirts, I'm checking out their tees, and their website is super fun to navigate with so many options. So you got to go to Quince and check it out right now. Go to quince.com/crypto101 for free shipping and 365-day returns. That's a full year to build your wardrobe and love it, and you will. Now available in Canada too. Don't keep settling for clothes that don't last. Go to Quince, quince.com/crypto101 for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/crypto101. When we started this podcast, it seemed like we had to figure it all out on our own. Scripts, setup, filming, schedules, logos. It was super overwhelming, and every day seemed to introduce a new decision that needed an answer. When you're starting off with something new, it seems like your to-do list keeps growing every day with new tasks, and that list can easily begin to overrun your life. Finding the right tools that not only helps you out, but simplifies everything can be a game changer. For millions of businesses, that tool is Shopify. Shopify is the e-commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. From household names like us at Crypt Nation and the Crypto 101 podcast, where you can get our book and merch, to brands that are just getting started. Get started with your own design studio with hundreds of ready-to-use templates. Shopify helps you build a beautiful online store that matches your brand style. Accelerate your efficiency, whether you're uploading new products or trying to improve existing ones. Shopify is packed with helpful AI tools that write product descriptions, page headlines, and even enhance your product photography. Get the word out like you have a marketing team behind you. Easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling. And best yet, Shopify is your commerce expert with world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping to processing returns and beyond. Start your business today with the industry's best business partner, Shopify, and start hearing... Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/crypto101. Go to shopify.com/crypto101. That's shopify.com/crypto101. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Crypto 101 podcast. We have an awesome show for you today. Brendan is finally back with us, and he's back with us because we have an urgent technical analysis look at, is Bitcoin bottoming? The charts are looking really, really well, and we have a lot of facts around that that we're going to share with you at the top of the show. Then we're going to dive right into the technical analysis with Brendan to show you what the charts are telling us. And then we have some cool quick hitters around altcoins and another MasterCard announcement in the crypto space. So, Brendan, welcome back to the show. It's been a couple weeks since we've seen you. We know you've been deep diving into the research, and it's been a really interesting, strong crypto markets compared to the other markets out there during this time of volatility. So welcome back to the show, and how are you doing?
Dude, it's good to be back. I know it's been a little bit too long. I love doing these shows. A lot of you can probably tell. Sometimes I get pretty fired up when we're on these rundown episodes. But I'm glad to be back, man. It's been a busy time, not only over here on our side, but just a busy time to be in crypto. We've still been hammering out the podcast. And like you said, been doing a lot of research. And so I think we have some really big, important, interesting talking points today that we're excited to bring to all of you. And again, we like to do these completely for free. So if you like it, you enjoy it, check out our other content, check us out on YouTube, leave us a like, a subscribe, a review if you're on one of the podcast platforms. And, let's dive in here, Tivo, because I think one of the big things that we've been seeing is just outperformance from the crypto sector. We've been doing really well. Even at the time of making this, Bitcoin breaking up to around 74,000, ETH breaking through 2,300, Solana breaking through $94, XRP back above $1.50. And you've seen some really big altcoin breakouts alongside this. You know, Hyperliquid pushing back up to almost $40. I saw Tao pushing up through about $300. And so altcoins all across the board here seeing pretty solid returns and pretty solid movement to the upside, which is something that, you know, we obviously love to see because we love both Bitcoin and alts over here. But pretty good time to be in the market. I think if you've sat out for the last 6 or so months and you're just now tuning back in, you know, we've been referencing this a little bit, TiVo, saying, hey, it looks like the market's warming up. There's certainly some signs happening behind the scenes. And that's kind of bringing us to where we're at right now, which is a really, really important zone. So stoked to be able to be back and dive through all of this with you.
Yeah, and it's great to have you. There's no one else we'd rather have. Just a couple points here before we get into the charts. I thought it'd be good to start back where we actually started off our show with this on Friday, because I brought up the fact that this is the same tweet from Friday. It was overnight. On Thursday into Friday, you know, $50 billion got added to the crypto market cap. And I told everybody on the show, Brendan, that I was out with some friends and we were getting some alerts. You know, Bitcoin was rising, Ethereum, even Pudgy Penguins. And we were all like, oh, look, like my friends were all, you know, hey, look, crypto's rallying a little bit. And I was like, oh, I don't know. Might not, you know, the volume might not hold. It might be low volume. And then overnight, you know, in Friday morning, it'll drop back down because, you know, traditionally going into the weekends, markets go risk off, especially when there's high volatility events. But that wasn't the case. It held, it went strong into the weekend, and then it continued. It continued over the weekend into today during this wartime volatility, which brings up our favorite saying, prayers for the bears. Over $300 million in shorts liquidated in the past 24 hours, Brendan. So you got to start looking out for all those people that, you know, said, oh, crypto's weak. It's in a bear market. Now there's a war over in the Middle East. It's going to go crashing down to zero. That truly isn't the case because we've seen how Bitcoin, crypto, just kind of like you mentioned, all those other alts, like crypto in general has just been strong compared to the stock market, the S&P, the NASDAQ, strong compared to gold, strong compared to silver. Yep. It's really just weathered this storm with the war in the Middle East that I don't think, you know, many people predicted at all. You normally Bitcoin's traded like a risk on asset. So you'd think, you know, the higher the volatility, like the more risky that Bitcoin could have gone in the circumstances of war. But we also got to know that Bitcoin, crypto led the way down. We were talking on the show for how many weeks, Brendan? The fundamentals are strong, and the price action's not following. And now look at the price action where you think it should go. Now it's going the opposite way as well. So really, just some fascinating facts out there of how Bitcoin and crypto has performed. So I'd love to give your take on that, just in general.
Yeah, I mean, if you look for really the last week, crypto has been the top performing asset for the most part. You compare it against large caps, small caps in the equities market, metals, it doesn't really matter. Crypto has been performing exceptionally well, you know, especially Bitcoin. And now you're starting to see a really good rally with altcoins as well. If I can, you know, maybe just share my screen actually real fast, TiVo.
Yeah.
I don't know if, you know, we want to wait to do this, but I'd be happy to go into the Bitcoin chart and kind of highlight this. You know, one of the things that I noticed is that if we just do a little bit of a side-by-side here, you know, Bitcoin is now, it's working on its seventh green day in a row, which is a pretty big deal. You know, we've seen it rally about 12.5% to the upside. And again, every single day in the last week's been green. So if we go and we look at like NASDAQ or the S&P, for example, you know, let's just look at the S&P. You know, whether you're looking at small caps or large caps, it's the opposite. You know, the last 7 days, really going back to last Monday to where we're at, it's been falling off and underperforming. And we've seen a negative return rate over there, whereas crypto's had a positive return rate. So you saw about a, you know, 3.5-4% decline, roughly speaking, over the last week or so with the S&P, but you've seen Bitcoin moving up almost 12% to the upside. So not only are you getting this inverted comparison where Bitcoin and crypto is moving up while equities are moving down. But what you're starting to get is just a severe level of outperformance, which is what I think we've been waiting for. Because in prior months, you've seen the opposite happen. You've seen Bitcoin and crypto underperforming equities and metals and everything else. And now, you know, even if you switch it over to gold, again, roughly speaking, over the last week or so, for the most part, trending to the downside here. Bitcoin's pushing up to like multi-month highs or monthly highs. Gold's pushing back down towards almost monthly lows, you know, the lowest level that it's seen since mid to late February. And that's what we see it kind of coming back into today. So whether you're comparing it to, again, large cap equities, I think you could even go to like the Russell and say, well, what about small caps? Again, Bitcoin outperforming here for the most part, beating just about everything as it's pushing back to the upside, pushing almost a week plus of nothing but green daily candles, working its way up to its highest price since February 4th, which is a great thing to see. So I think you want to see this kind of relative strength, especially when in recent months you've had Bitcoin underperforming. You know, whatever happens to equities, multiply it by two or three, and that's what's happening to the crypto market. And, you know, this could be the turning point because a lot of people like to look at crypto and say, well, it's actually a first mover. So Bitcoin and crypto started to turn around first, and then you had everything else starting to slow down and turn around afterwards. Well, now what we're starting to see is from the opposite perspective, Bitcoin starting to turn around from the bottom side up and see a lot of good gains. And so people are saying, okay, well, could this be a front runner or a precursor to what's to come for everything else? I think regardless, you can look at this and say crypto has been too oversold compared to all these different asset classes. And it's been too oversold just period, despite the fundamental news and developments that's been happening. I have the saying that there's been a disconnect between what's happening in the fundamentals and the technicals. And I think we reached the point where it just did not make sense for us to go too much lower. Now, for a while, I've said, I think we can have the possibility of maybe one more leg down. I'd still rule that on the table because we have not completely broken the downtrend. And I'll show us what that means here in just a second. But we have not completely broken the downtrend yet, but things are starting to look pretty good with maybe a few things that are still up in the air. And so I think if you're in crypto here, you have to like what you're seeing. You have to like that we're not only outperforming and doing well and trying to break out and you're getting all of these like reversal signs. You got to like the fundamentals alongside this. So good fundamentals, good technicals. Overall, I really do like what we're seeing here.
You know what's wild? How many guys hit their 30s and suddenly everything feels harder than it used to? Your energy dips, the focus isn't there anymore, and gym progress stalls. The conversation almost always turns to testosterone. So I've spent a lot of time digging into this, not just the headlines, but actual studies, ingredients research, and talking to people who've gone down the TRT road. And once you really understand what traditional TRT involves, it includes lifelong injections with needles, shutting down your body's natural production, fertility concerns, and it really makes guys pause. That's why I've been paying attention to Mars Men. It's designed as a TRT alternative, not injections, not synthetics, just a stack of well-researched ingredients like Tonga Ali, zinc, and boron that are used to support healthy testosterone function. I've seen the science behind these ingredients, and I personally know guys using it who say they love how steady their energy feels. No spikes, no crashes, and no needles. For a limited time, our listeners get 50% off for life, plus free shipping and three free gifts at mengotomars.com. Mars Men is made in the USA, third-party tested, and backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. Over 91% of its users report higher energy levels, and the reviews speak for themselves. And again, for a limited time, our listeners get 50% off for life, free shipping, and three free gifts at mengotomars.com. That's mengotomars.com for 50% off for life, free shipping, and three free gifts. After checkout, make sure you tell them that Crypto 101 sent you. New year usually means new devices. Phones, laptops, tablets, from grandma all the way down to the kids, or at least spending more time online. That's been a good reminder to actually think about digital security again. I've been using Webroot, specifically their Total Protection Plan, which is an all-in-one option if you want coverage beyond just antivirus. What stood out to me is that it combines real-time antivirus protection against things like malware and phishing scams, identity monitoring with alerts, and this is a big one, up to $1 million in expense reimbursement for eligible out-of-pocket costs if identity theft ever becomes an issue. Total protection also includes tools like a password manager and web threat protection that blocks malicious sites before you visit them, plus options to protect multiple devices and even family members, all without slowing your system down or throwing constant pop-ups at you. So here's the deal. New year, new device. Whether you're upgrading tech or sticking with what you've got, now's the time to protect all your devices at 60% off with Webroot's trusted cybersecurity solutions. Visit webroot.com/crypto101 and get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com, webroot.com/crypto101 for 60% off. This offer is only available through the Crypto 101 link, so make sure you use it. webroot.com/crypto101 and get up to 60% off their total protection plan. This year, choose protection that's right for you and live a better digital life with Webroot.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
From a downtrend perspective, you know, this is where, you know, people might get a little frustrated. The downtrend here is still intact, right? We kind of draw a very rough trend line here and say, hey, we're still seeing, you know, all-time highs, lower lows, lower highs, lower lows. We really have not broken out to a higher high yet. So overall, the downtrend itself is technically speaking still intact. We're breaking the higher local highs, but we haven't even contested the prior consolidation range here. In fact, I think what we're seeing right now is the bare minimums of an early stage reversal, which is where you need to see higher local highs, higher local lows, getting above those short-term moving averages, a little bit of a break in trend, rebounding over off of oversold levels, a lot of things like that. And we are seeing a lot of those, which are good short-term or early signs that this stuff is happening. However, in the big picture, you still have to kind of look at this and say, hey, well, the overall downtrend is still, for the most part, intact here, and we're yet to break out of that. So I don't want to make that sound too bearish, but there's that, which is point number one. Point number two, which is just to say, you know, what we've seen here for the most part on Bitcoin is that it's broken down and formed a rising channel or a bear flag via a rising channel. So we've had like the initial move down, bear flag, move down, bear flag, move down, bear flag, move down. And this is really the only fear I would say I have left with Bitcoin. This is kind of like the final defense from the bears, is that you're seeing price action that mimics a rising channel so far. It's not, you know, perfect, but it's certainly mimicking what we've seen a lot during some of these prior consolidation phases before a deeper move down. So this is the only thing that's holding me back, is maybe a little bit hesitant, is the fact that we've kind of had this move down, rising channel, higher highs, higher lows, but no kind of clear breakout. You're getting slightly higher highs, not able to see a lot of follow through on the breakouts. We kind of just barely hit a new higher high, and then we see a steep sell off back to the downside. And so I'm looking at this saying, you know, hey, if this is going to be another bear pull, bear flag combination like this, you know, we need to start being careful at this level. If we get the breakout and we invalidate this, Bitcoin's in a really good spot for a reversal. It really, really is. I've been a big advocate that I think that we can see less volatility during this kind of bear cycle. I don't think we're going to see a 70% drawdown. I don't think we're going to see an 80% drawdown until the overall downtrend breaks. I'd say, you know, maybe one more leg down is a possibility, but it looks like that's becoming less and less viable or likely the more price action we're getting. So long as we are able to invalidate and break through the top of this falling channel or this rising channel, I think Bitcoin's in a great spot. You know, the other things that we've seen here are like the relative strength index recovering and this thing coming off of its second most oversold point ever. The MACD recovering off of its most oversold point ever of all time. And you've seen the fear and greed index recovering off of all-time lows and all these things that typically do indicate that, you know, hey, if you haven't hit a bottom, you're mighty, mighty close to it. And so this has historically been areas of opportunity, which is the way that I view this. Final note here, Tivo, and I'll loop you back in. Just so much to talk about. ETH here. ETH and a lot of the altcoins, the large cap altcoins, have been leading the run for the most part. And we're seeing massive breakthroughs on those today. Ethereum breaking through this consolidation that it's been in since early February, destroying the ceiling of this, breaking through with authority. This is exactly what you want to see on a breakout. You're seeing good volatility, explosive price action to the upside. And I would imagine here that if we come back to this towards the end of the day, you're going to see a decent level of volume, which is the final thing that I'm looking for. If you're going over to Solana, you're seeing a similar story. This thing's pushing up to the highest level of price action that we've seen since early February, trying to break through the ceiling of this, similar to Ethereum, a little bit less authority. You're seeing similar price action with BNB, breaking out the higher highs here. A lot of these large caps. I think you can also look at Hyperliquid, which is right on the edge of a top 10 crypto by market cap. It kind of, you know, balance beams on that line, you know, right around 10 to 13. But if you look at Hyperliquid and what's happening to this thing, again, another very large market cap project that we've talked a lot about on the show, breaking up here to the highest point that it's seen since November, coming back to almost the $40 level. Not quite a large cap, but one that we have talked about a lot. Sky, fairly large, almost $2 billion, coming off of the highest point that it's seen since August of last year. Tau, another one that we talk about, going parabolic here as it's up, you know, I don't know what, 60 to 70% in the last week and a half. And so crypto is really starting to get some speed and some confidence back into the market, which is what we like to see. So, you know, listen, we're up on a big winning streak right now. Again, Bitcoin green about 7 to 8 days in a row. Same thing with a lot of these large caps. We want to see more follow through. I think the goal here for a lot of these large caps is to get back to their prior consolidation ranges. For Bitcoin, that's in the 80,000s. That's kind of the idea target range is 80 to 90K. For Ethereum, it's probably going to be up closer to maybe 28, 2900-ish, if not even a little higher. For Solana, it's going to be back towards 120, 130, maybe even a little bit higher than that. And, you know, if we are able to get this breakout and see some follow through, listen, I think the markets have been so overextended to the downside. I don't think it's crazy for us to see, you know, maybe another 10, 20, 30% move up on a lot of these coins.
Man, bulls on parade. Unbelievable. Great.
They're taking over.
Great TA there. Hyperliquid. Pull up Hyperliquid there. Might have to put it on the Golden Cross alert.
It's getting close. I mean, you saw the short-term Golden Cross down in here a little bit earlier. And oops, right in here. And it's been beautiful ever since then. You kind of broke above the 50, came back down, bounced off of it. It's clearing the 200. And you see both of these short-term moving averages racing parabolically up to the 200 here. I mean, when you get that crossover, the last time, I guess you didn't even really have a last time, but that's typically a really good indicator of long-term momentum shifting upwards. So
100%. And, you know, we haven't had you on the show in a couple of weeks because you've just been so busy inside your community, especially with, you know, the TA trading course. And last time we had you on, we had the extended trading session and your cohort was open. And I said, I was like, I know the price action hasn't been where we wanted it. It's been a little boring to just even sad. But, you know, now's the time where you want to, you know, get that education and get that knowledge. So anybody that signed up in that last cohort has gotten their money well worth it. To kind of study those lows with you, learn the momentum of the trading and the ins and outs of everything that you teach. So next time your cohort is open, we'll obviously have you back on and bring a link. But I'm sure everybody that signed up for that has been super, super happy of the learning and just getting to see some really cool price action once they started the course. To keep on the momentum train, we have a Bitcoin. We're going to talk about Bitcoin. Then we're going to go to Ethereum. Then we're going to go to Solana. So the first one with Bitcoin is we're starting to see the exchanges once again are getting a little low on Bitcoin. And this happens from time to time, and it can kind of be you know, for the you know, the short squeeze, it can be an ingredient in the pot, if you will. You know, if there's not enough Bitcoin to go around, and you know, eventually that can lead to a short squeeze. So something to monitor. I saw that kind of floating around the timeline this weekend. And then we'll move on to Ethereum. So we talked about on Friday, Brendan, how the Ethereum staking ETF went live, and talked about how, you know, there's an opportunity to get the ETF. It's paying out basically a dividend with the staking product, and it started to trade really well. Tens of millions of dollars is being traded for the BlackRock staking ETF, something that we'll continue to monitor. But I had a clip here just to talk about the staking ETF from BlackRock, head of digital assets, saying that it is or could be the silver bullet for Ethereum. So let's take a listen to this, and then we will bring up the stat that you put in from Token Terminal on Ethereum.
Yeah, I think that's a great way of framing it. In some respects, we think about what the ETPs did for Bitcoin. That was pretty close to a silver bullet for a lot of investors in terms of being able to access Bitcoin in a super convenient, turnkey, accessible, low-cost way. It wasn't quite the same for the original ETPs and Ether because you didn't have the staking yield capture as part of it. So obviously there was tremendous resonance to the initial launch of the Ether ETPs as well. And ETHA was the third fastest ETF in history to reach $10 billion in AUM after IBIT and FBTC. But they did have this limitation. And so now with staking in it, it becomes much closer, like the Bitcoin ETPs were, to a silver bullet for a lot of investors in terms of a super convenient exposure vehicle. Yeah, I think that's
there it is. So, I mean, this is something that we've talked about. I mean, even a year ago, when this was kind of in the weeds of happening, even without the staking when it launched, it, you know, the ETF vehicle, like he said, with the ETPs, it opens up the ability for a lot of funds to get exposure because they can't go onto Coinbase and just buy Bitcoin or Ethereum. They have to do it through these different products. And now with the dividend, it's like, oh, maybe that's more interesting to some. It's going to allow for the rules of some funds, like a dividend fund. You know, I'm sure they're going to evaluate to see if they want to put crypto staking, you know, dividends inside that portfolio. But it gives an option for review, and I would guess that some are going to take that into account and maybe start investing there. So it really does unlock the door for a lot of capital. And then you pulled up something around Ethereum as well that you wanted to share.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. When it comes to ETH here, let's see. Yeah, this is the chart. Perfect. Thank you for this. Yeah, I mean, Ethereum's crushing it. And I brought this up because both of the layer ones here, both of the major layer ones, you know, outside of Bitcoin, are just crushing it here. And we always like to reiterate this because there's been this huge disconnect between technicals and fundamentals. And we've seen explosive growth that's saying something is not fully priced in, right? You have Ethereum. It says Ethereum is the number one chain in terms of application TVL, stablecoin supply, and tokenized real-world asset market cap. Now the network is catching up in terms of performance across the board. You see the cost to transact Ethereum is at basically all-time lows. And on-chain activity is at all-time highs. So I wanted to highlight that because we just had a really good conversation the other day with members of Sol Strategies, who are, in the name, very bullish on Solana strategies, or Solana itself. And we like Solana, and I have a really cool graphic for Solana right after this. But I bring this up because what's happening with Solana, or what's happening here with Ethereum, is that it's seeing record low transaction costs and gas fees and all these other things while seeing all-time high activities metrics. So it's a really cool disparity. If you remember during the last bull run, you know, let's just say like the last major cycle of like 2021, 2022, there were points where gas fees would be $10, $20, $50, $100 to do a gas fee, and they would take quite long. What we've done is we've actually doubled that prior all-time high in activity from the 2021-2022 cycle. We have doubled that level of activity while bringing gas fees under 1 cent or around 1 cent or under. As we sit at it right now, I was checking last week, and it was under 1 cent for the average gas fee, which is incredible. And so this is a big thing, saying, hey, we've doubled our activity in the last couple of years, and we've brought gas fees from 10, 20, 50 bucks to under 1 cent, which is a massive accomplishment in terms of scalability, and it shows that a lot of things are happening behind the scenes. So there's growth and there's scalability, and both of these are happening at the same time, which is exactly what you want to see. So we like this. And then they go on and they say, hey, you know, look at TVL, look at stablecoin supply. And we're going to look at stablecoins too, because this has been one of the hottest topics right now. But if we can go to the next image, which is on Solana, I wanted to highlight this to make sure that we weren't just shilling, you know, ETH, because we're fans of both over here. We like both. I have exposure to both, almost an equal amount of exposure. But if you're looking at this, Solana continues to surpass all layer one and layer two chains in terms of DEX volume for the 30th consecutive week, which is crazy, right? 30 consecutive week in a row. So what we have here, and what I think a lot of people fail to understand, especially maximalists, is that it has to be one or the other, when in reality, you're seeing them used with record levels of activity for two different purposes, right? So you're seeing ETH just blow away expectations, hit record levels in like TVL and stablecoins and, you know, scalability and a lot of these things. And it's seeing massive success on that end. And then you're looking at Solana here and you're seeing, well, from the transactional end, from DEX volume, from things like that, this is where it is crushing it and maybe beating out ETH, if you want to put it that way. So again, they're both growing. They're both seeing like insane levels of activity and usage and volume and all these different things, but just in two different areas. And I think that that's perfectly okay to have two different chains exceeding and excelling at two different things. So again, if you're coming back to crypto, you took the last 6 months off, what we want to do here is we want to help show you these infrastructure plays are doing fantastic. They really, really are. And you have lots of push to kind of bring this to its next level. But if we go to the next graphic here, just talking about stablecoins, you know, stablecoins have been the talk of the town for almost a year now, and they continue to crush. Stablecoin supply here continues to grow at a parabolic rate, and it has been for the bulk of last year. It has hit new all-time highs here of around $313 billion in market cap as of earlier this month. And this is seeing growth on both, obviously, Ethereum, which is kind of the big hub for stablecoins. And I think I had one more graphic talking about Solana's stablecoins. Yeah, here it is. And it's showing that, you know, this isn't just Ethereum, which is kind of the hub for it. You're seeing explosive growth on Solana as well. So stablecoin market cap on Solana hits a new all-time high of $15 billion, which puts it up 200%. Over the past year. Now, when most people think about the past year, TiVo, it's not great memories, right? They're thinking about it saying, hey, over the past year, I'm red, or over the past year, I'm down, or this or that. What you are seeing is that some of these specific verticals and different metrics are growing by mind-blowing amounts. And again, whether it's stablecoins, tokenization, you know, scalability, DEX volume, all these different things, you're seeing a lot go on there. And so we say this because I think there's a lot more than meets the eye. There's a lot more of what's going on than just the surface level picture. And the whole point of the show is to say, hey, we do all the research. We like to read through this stuff. You know, we like to nerd out on it. Here's what's actually happening behind the scenes. And I think that's what creates opportunity, is saying there is a disconnect here. It's hard to have 200% growth in this sector and have the token be down to multi-year or multi, you know, month lows. At the point of Solana being at 90 bucks, it's basically multi-year lows. And I think that there is a disconnect between what's really going on and how this thing is being fairly priced. And so that's what I look at it. Again, it's going to have its ups and downs. Maybe it could go further, but there are too many of these exceptional on-chain metrics to, I think, have a long-term bearish view of a lot of these infrastructure plays. I just think that I can't see it lasting. You know, there's people who say, oh, we're going to be in this multi-year bear market. I have a hard time believing that.
It's all great points, man, and great research, great talking points. And again, the fundamentals have led the price action, and now the price action is staying strong. And like we've kind of commented nonstop in the last couple of weeks, like just the turmoil's a war, man. It's a shame, and obviously not on a global scale. You just, you know, don't want like to see that stuff in general. But especially when it comes to markets, traditionally it is a sea of red when that stuff's going on, and crypto has not been. And we certainly led the way down, and hopefully brighter days, and crypto is going to lead the way out of this. There's a lot of ways to skin the cat. There's a lot of opportunities. We've tried our best to kind of cover it all. Again, points on this show of, you mentioned, like talking about Hyperliquid and all these other altcoins, and then especially inside the community and the different newsletters you guys have written on Tao, and you know, all the stuff of just kind of showcasing like, hey, there's a lot of newer projects that, you know, if you kind of tuned out since 21 or 22, or, you know, you're still sticking with your original projects from 2018, it's like there's just so much new stuff, new projects and technology, and obviously with AI and crypto in general, that there's just so much to take in. And it's good to see, like I pointed out, Hyperliquid of eyeing up that golden cross on the 200-day, maybe, you know, in the coming weeks or months. And it's always exciting to see the price action. It kind of gets everybody's perks everybody's ears up. You know, certainly we'll be getting more downloads, but you know, I think the listeners that, you know, have stuck with us through the ups and downs are the ones that will benefit the most. So just a little last topic here, a little fun one. We covered this on Friday. MasterCard partnered with 85 different companies. I don't know if you saw that, Brendan. They had this huge announcement of partnering with 85 companies, different, you know, companies around payments and crypto and settlement and all this stuff to roll out. I mean, they're obviously building something, rolling out some type of program. And I saw this cool video today, and it was highlighting what something that they're going to be rolling out. It didn't necessarily give a specific link. I couldn't find it. So hopefully they'll put out more information. This maybe is more of a teaser, but they're showcasing a crypto card. So crypto cards let you pay just like any other card while your digital assets power the transactions and are processed in fiat on the MasterCard network. So let's take a listen to this promo video, and then we can kind of break it down, and we'll get out of here after that. Or if there's any questions in the chat, let us know and we can answer those as well. So let's take a look.
Somebody has to eat pizza to explain the future of payments to people. It had to be me.
Can you use crypto to pay for stuff at a small business? We're here at Sunrise Pizza in Rye, New York to find out. I'm here with my buddy Sebastian, who's going to tell us all about crypto cards. What is a crypto card? So a crypto card is a payment card that's tied to digital assets in a wallet. It's like any other card that you would use.
Because I mean, the pizza place is accepting different types of cryptocurrency.
Nothing changes for the small business. Everything stays the same. What happens is that at the checkout process, all of that crypto is converted to US dollars in this particular case, so that the business doesn't have to worry about anything.
It also just so happens that the first ever crypto purchase was pizza many, many years ago. My first crypto pizza purchase. So thank you very much for that.
So a little fun ode to the Bitcoin pizza buy. And then if I saw here at the, I think it was like the 42nd mark. There it is right there. The is that MetaMask?
MetaMask.
Yeah, is that MetaMask? A MetaMask?
Yeah, MetaMask.
MetaMask there card there. A little teaser. So again, I tried to find a little bit of the specifics. I know you like what is the crypto card? How do you sign up with it? Like what wallets can it transact with? It was a little bit of a broad announcement video. So as the specifics come out, we'll bring it to you. But again, on Friday, they announced this 85, you know, partner program, and MasterCard changed their bio, Brendan, to say like the digital asset wallets of the future, like really leaning into it. So is this something you're excited for? Obviously, you know, there's a lot of people out there that, you know, say, hey, never sell your Bitcoin, never use your Bitcoin. But the integration into the payments network, like they said, is like, hey, it's nothing's going to change for the merchant. It's the same as any other credit card processor that they have. They can just accept the payments, and then MasterCard obviously is going to do the settlement and get the merchant their cash and fiat. So it's what we usually say is the mass adoption of this stuff is going to happen when, you know, the people using it don't necessarily know they're even using crypto rails.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on this?
Well, there's an old saying that says you'll know when to sell your crypto when you don't have to. And what that implies is that you'll know when you're able to like actually get rid of your crypto when you don't actually have to sell it and you can just use it. And this is a great example of that, where it's like, hey, crypto will get to a point where you can use it to pay for a pizza. You can use it at the grocery store. You can use it for all these things. As opposed to going to a brokerage, selling it off, making it a taxable event, sending it over, getting it in your bank account, taking that money, going to the store and then buying it that way. The goal here is it's like, hey, you know, the goal is to not have to sell, right? The whole goal of this is that you're never going to have to sell. You're just going to be able to transact it. And this is a major step towards that direction, saying you're not actually ever supposed to sell. The goal is for one day, you'll be able to just pay for whatever you want with this stuff. And that's how you'll like quote unquote sell, if that makes sense, is that you'll just be exchanging it for your everyday goods that you would already normally do. And I think this helps a lot of people. There's a lot of people out there who need to sell off their crypto so that they can go buy things, right? And you see kind of continuous selling pressure because of that, especially people who make a lot of money. They are almost encouraged to take it out and maybe go on a vacation with it or maybe buy something nice with it. If they don't have to do that anymore, then again, I think that that makes everything a bit smoother. So I'm a huge fan of this. People have been trying to do this for years. And it's nice to see MasterCard saying, you know, hey, we want to take a huge step in this direction. And it also shows that they want to make a long-term bet on crypto. I always think people underestimate when companies go and they set this up, it's long-term infrastructure. It's long-term bets. They're hiring employees to do this, engineers to program it and make it work on the back end. They're hiring a team to make the apps, and then they're hiring marketing to, you know, publish it out. And they need specialists who know the space, and then advertising. It's a long-term bet that takes employees and a lot of resources and time. And this isn't just like a quick little cash grab for them. Mm-hmm. And it's intentional effort. And you see this from the banks. You see it from the asset managers. You see it from these credit card companies now. And it's a huge testimony of, again, I think the overall direction here, which is that this stuff is here to stick around. And not only is it here to stick around, they're here to make it easier for you to interact with it, which is the goal.
Great points. Any final thoughts heading into the week? We have a busy, busy week here at Crypto 101. We have the summit that I'll be hosting with Bryce this week. And I know you got a lot on your plate as well. So anything you leave the listeners with, we'll try. We have a Fed meeting Wednesday. I think that's a lock for a hold. They're not going to do anything drastic during the turmoil going on in the Middle East. So that's going to be a hold. Obviously, the press conference is important. We won't be able to do a live for that. We'll be busy with the summit. But we'll try and get an episode out Friday if we can. Can't promise that. We'll see what's going on this week with everybody. But anything to leave the listeners with for the week ahead?
Yeah, I mean, guys, I would just say buckle up. You know, we're coming up on the top of that channel, the highs for Bitcoin here. I mean, if we can get a breakthrough here, it looks really mighty good for the crypto market. Let's get some follow through. Let's get a breakout. If not, and we see kind of a sharp rejection off these highs that we're pushing up into, you know, it creates a bit more uncertainty. And so what we are approaching right now is the pivotal line of, are we going to continue in the very clear downtrend that we've had so far? Or are we able to put together a real true attempt for a reversal and what looks to be like the first real attempt at forming a reversal? And that's what we're setting up for. So huge pivotal moment as we're up here. I'd say buckle up. There's a lot of craziness going on. But the way that crypto's outperforming right now is a really good step in the right direction, which is something that, again, we haven't seen a lot of as of lately. So I'm cautiously optimistic, TiVo. I want to see some follow through here. And I'm hoping that we can see it. And if so, I hope people are positioned correctly. We've had a long time of price action being down here. I'm a huge advocate that we can get back to the highs. I would say it's possible this year. Maybe, you know, maybe we get there next year. But I think it's in my opinion, it's an inevitability that we get back to those areas. And so, you know, not for all crypto, but I would say, you know, for Bitcoin, especially, and a lot of these other altcoins and large caps, just stay vigilant. Keep an eye out there. You know, crypto's been sold off for a long time, and we could be due.
Great points, great thoughts. And I agree with you on those of, you know, you don't want to abandon your risk management. You can't look at what's going on and say, hey, yeah. we beat the odds. We're, you know, in this turmoil time, crypto's outperforming, it's going to the moon, you know, but also, you know, don't ignore it either, because there's a lot of signal out there. So stick to your, you know, plan your trades and trade your plan and keep a vigilant eye, use your risk management. But like we've been preaching for weeks, there's a ton of opportunity out there. So that's going to do it all for us, guys. We really do always appreciate you listening. Apologies on my end if we're not going to get another episode out this week. Just stay tuned. I'll keep everybody updated in the community. If we can, we do have a lot of great interviews out there. We released Robin Hood's. That was a great one. We have a couple new ones this week coming out as well. So plenty of content still, even if we're not doing the rundowns. But we just really appreciate everybody being a part of the community. Give this video a like, subscribe. And for everybody else listening, leave a review if you can as well. We'll talk to everybody soon, and I hope everybody has a great rest of the week. All right, bye everybody.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.